The field of candidates in Massachusetts' 6th congressional district is now more streamlined. Independent Seth Moulton, who had considered a run, has decided to stay out of the race. So this leaves the field at 3. Libertarian Daniel Fishman, the Democratic incumbent Congressman John Tierney, and Republican Richard Tesei. The GOP sees Tesei, a former state senator, as its strongest chance for a congressional seat in Massachusetts this fall. WBUR's Fred Tice looks at his prospects.
Ever since Richard Tesei got into the race, he's been outraising the Democratic Congressman John Tierney. Speaking from Washington recently, Tierney said Tesei's success at attracting money should come as no shock.
Money's different than votes, and there's never been any surprise that Republicans would outraise Democrats, but I think my opponent's money comes from the extreme conservatives down here, where he's had several fundraisers with the likes of Paul Ryan and Eric Cantor and that group.
Actually, Tesei has been raising almost all his money in Massachusetts. It's one reason the National Republican Campaign Committee considers Tesei its best shot at getting a Republican congressman elected in Massachusetts. Another reason, Tierney's troubles explaining to voters he didn't know his wife was handling proceeds from illegal gambling when she managed one of her brother's bank accounts. Waiting for her Boston-bound train in Salem early one morning, voter Linda Start sums up Tierney's problem.
I don't support what's happening in this family situation, sorry.
But this is Massachusetts, where Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1. Few places in Massachusetts are as Democratic as Lynn, the most populated city in the 6th congressional district. Democrats outnumber Republicans here by nearly 10-1. But Tesei is finding support even here. On this morning, he's at the Capitol Diner, and many of Lynn's small band of Republicans have gotten word that he's there. Insurance company owner John Olson is frustrated by the fact that so many people in Lynn rely on government support.
All the social services are dumped into Lynn, and the inherent costs go with them, too. And I think that's, you know, an area where we need some change. When families took care of their own, we didn't have the issues that we have these days.
Rob Snook is just glad to find and to say a fellow Republican.
You're a Republican, so you're on the right side, I think, so far. Yeah, there's a few of us around. Not many, but a few of us around.
So few that Tesei cannot hope to win just on Republican support. But Republican political consultant Jeff Stinson believes Tesei has appeal with independents and Democrats.
Richard needs to come close in some of the Democratic areas and win big in all the Republican areas. He will do that.
During the Republican presidential primaries, Stinson conducted polling in the district, and he found voters here prefer a Republican candidate, provided that he emphasizes economic issues.
This is a fiscally conservative, socially liberal area. In other words, if you were to poll the presidential race, Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama, Mitt Romney was beating Barack Obama pretty heavily. Rick Santorum was losing very heavily.
Tesei is more Romney than Santorum, actually more liberal than Romney on social issues, and if he's elected, he would be the only openly gay Republican congressman. But he says that's not what would make him stand out among his fellow Republicans in Washington.
Being a Republican from Massachusetts would be more shocking to some members of that caucus than necessarily being a gay Republican.
Voters in Massachusetts often cross party lines to elect Republicans, but they have not elected one to Congress since 1994.
What would you say to voters in Massachusetts who maybe like a Republican governor, would be willing to vote for a Republican state senator, but look at Washington and just get really reluctant to vote for someone who's going to caucus with the Republicans? How would you win them over?
Whether you like the Republican majority in Congress or not, the fact of the matter is that they are going to be the majority after this election. There are very few people who are saying that the House is going to change hands. And I think it would be a very beneficial thing for our state to have at least one member of the congressional delegation who can advocate for our state when decisions are being made.
By choosing to run in a presidential election year, Tesei has made his challenge harder. The chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, John Walsh, points out that Democrats have an especially strong advantage this year.
In a presidential year, this district, like most of Massachusetts, will turn out substantially higher. More people will turn out, and those votes will trend Democrats. So I think that's a good start.
And there's another reason to expect a lot of Democrats at the polls this year. The tight Senate race between incumbent Republican Scott Brown and Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.